In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Pane nostro quotidiano, da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, et ne nos indebitabimus, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, Regina missionario caritatis. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Father, could you please explain a little more what you meant when you said the devil cannot read our thoughts? Only God can read our thoughts. Neither good angels nor the bad angels can read our thoughts. However, speaking now of the bad angels, they cannot read our thoughts. In fact, listen to this. The angels cannot read each other's thoughts. Did you know that? The angels have to engage in conversation. And sisters in heaven now, are the saints and angels in conversation? Wouldn't heaven be boring? Of course, they engage in conversation. And listen to this. The key to conversation, whether between human beings and angels, or human beings and human beings, is I want the will. I want to communicate my thoughts to another person. Am I clear, sisters? Can people be talking and not be engaged in conversation? More often than I think we want to admit. The heart of speech is in the will. The will wants to communicate what is on the mind. People can talk and talk and talk and never really know what's on their minds. Am I still making sense? And some people are professional make believers. They may believe they are telling you what's really on their minds. So the angels communicate with each other. I want you to communicate. And we talk to God. He must want to communicate. And once more, sisters, it's in the will. You'll be saying all kinds of words, right? And not really, really praying. One reason I recommend writing. Can people talk without thinking? You better believe it. But people cannot write without thinking, remember? Writing is most important in a spiritual life. Most important. We learn that in the first weeks of our novitiate to write. And, of course, we can write letters to our Lord. Dear Jesus, colon. And then, put your thoughts down. You can pass it around. Frank. Yeah. Tomorrow morning, would you remind me to bring a copy of the prayer book? I told you, didn't I? And my superiors told me to write a prayer book. Let's bring a copy, because it has to be, I am republishing in about 500 pages, isn't it, Frank? Right. It is very important for the spiritual life, because I use my will to express my thoughts. Now back to the devil. He cannot read our thoughts. No, but he's very smart. Sisters, it is impossible. We think maybe, no, but it is impossible to think certain thoughts, have certain desires, without somehow the body manifesting what's inside our minds and hearts. Do you believe me? People may think, sisters, you're not statues, believe me. And we cannot put on a statuary personality. So how did the devil read not our thoughts, but the manifestation of what's on our mind? By some external, well, call it display, showing what we are thinking, what we are willing. And the devil, now after so many centuries, he cannot read our thoughts. He watches. Oh, how carefully he watches. Everything, our facial expressions, now our hands. One of my dearest friends was an exorcist in Rome, a priest. You might remember him in your prayers. He has since died. Father Orlando Prosperi. Orlando Prosperi, and he was killed by the devil. An exorcist in Rome for about 12 years. And he told me many times, he had many conversations about the devil and possession. When you are exorcising, he said, try never to show, you know, what you're thinking, and especially never show any fear. Well, that's St. Peter, remember? Well, the devil, don't be afraid. Don't show any fear. Otherwise, the devil will stop at nothing. And he got to Father Orlando. And there he was, well, so badly damaged, they died. And a young man, so I hope that helps a little bit.